So joining us now is our dear friend, Dr. Leah McNeil. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
We're so excited for this tip, Dr. Leah.
Well, I've actually been waiting. Pam. I'm not sure Rochelle is.
No, she's not, but I'm very excited because I've been saying this to her for,
years.
But so go ahead, give us our tip.
Well, it's about aspartame. Last week I talked about high fructose corn syrup and how, you know, two-thirds of that is in pops, soda pops. Well, aspartame has replaced that in the diet sodas. And it's in many other things, NutraSweet, Equal, those kind of packets that you see are also NutraSweet or aspartame is the chemical name. And aspartame is made up of three different chemicals, aspartic acid, phenylalanine, which is an amino acid, and methanol, which is a type of alcohol, grain alcohol. So anybody with phenylalanine issues, like some people are born with the inability to break down phenylalanine, they're called phenylketonurics, it's toxic for them. It's horrible. It will cause nervous system problems. But in general, there's been a lot of studies that have shown that having aspartame on a regular basis will increase your risk for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, other neurodegenerative diseases, which means diseases of the nervous system. It can increase your risk for MS and, I mean, many diseases, many chronic type of diseases that will cause problems with. And what it does in our body is there's an amino acid in our body called glutamate. And it's in there all the time. I mean, it's in our muscles and it's everywhere. And when you take aspartame in, it reacts with the glutamate and actually overexcites the neurons in your brain and your nervous system, and will cause the death of those neurons, ultimately. And so it's called a neurotoxin or an excitotoxin. It overexcites it. It just stimulates it to death, basically. And there's actually many other types of neurotoxins or endoexotoxins, but this is a big one. It's used in so many things.
Well, I was going to say, it's in, cookies and everything. Now.
Chewing gum.
Sugar-free, everything that says sugar-free.
A lot of things that are sugar-free, yes, are. Now, not everything that's sugar-free has aspartame.
Right.
Now they're adding stevia and other things, but aspartame or NutraSweet, as you'll see, the chemical name of it, is the trade name. It is in a lot of stuff, and it'll extend the flavor. You know, it makes the flavor last longer or whatever, but it tricks your brain and will cause nervous system problems. So people with epilepsy shouldn't have it, you know, or people with other nervous system issues should not have aspartame.
Well, you know, this is another thing I heard that, you know, that is one of the items or products or whatever you want to call it that is causing obesity also. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's possibly part of it. Obesity is such a complex thing. I almost think of high fructose corn syrup as causing more
of
an issue.
So that's more of it than the
with that.
Aspartame.
I mean, aspartame has a whole other problem. I actually have a patient who came in months ago. She actually brought her husband in with her, and he is walking with a cane. He's diabetic, and he was diagnosed with aspartame toxicity, or NutraSweet toxicity, whatever. And he can't talk. He talks really slow because his vocal cords have been affected. He was diabetic, and he was using NutraSweet and aspartame on everything, and he overdid it, and he causes nervous system damage to his body that's irreversible. So now he always walks with a cane and he'll talk really slow, and that's just how he's going to be. It didn't affect his ability to think and his memory and all that kind of stuff at this point, but it had a different effect on him.
Well, I want you to know the look on Rochelle's face when you said Alzheimer's, I think you just convinced her never to have it again.
I have to tell you, you have I'm speechless.
Memory problems is the biggest thing. And
it's not that my memory's going, but I'm speechless. I mean, you got me. I have to tell you, Dr. Leah, you got me. Now, I heard you say stevia is okay.
Yeah, there's stevia pop. I mean, at least at this point, we think that stevia is okay.
Okay.
But, you know, I think, honestly, any artificial sweetener is not that great.
Yeah, and I think what you're basically saying is cool, crisp water.
Yes. What a novel idea.
Or, honestly, sugar. We know what sugar is made from. It's sugar is sucrose and fructose, and it's like one of the most basic things that we have to sweeten. And everybody thinks sugar's so bad, but, you know, aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, those kind of things are far worse.
Bad, bad, bad.
Saccharin, of course, we know will cause cancer. So there's, you know, I'd rather if someone's going to have something sweet that they have sugar.
Isn't that that's so interesting because, you know, for so many years, everybody was so happy that
you
came
diet.
Out with this diet.
Right.
Everything was
of
diet.
Of course.
And
diabetics love it.
Yeah. It just opened up a lot of people less calories
right.
and you could still have flavor.
Right.
And I love that you say, you know, really, if you need something sweet, just have some sugar.
Yeah.
Forget all this artificial sweetener. So thank you so much. This was a great tip.
That was really powerful.
So go ahead and give out your information so our listeners can contact you.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366 and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com and all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
Yes, she's right on our homepage.
Thank you, Dr. Leah. That
all
was
right.
a great tip.
Have a great day, ladies.
All right, bye-bye.